Hello there. Welcome to this episode of Force Ghost Conversations. This is your host, Anthony King, and this week we will be remembering the late Carl Weathers. Before we get started, I'm inviting you to support Force Ghost Conversations on Patreon. If you're a fan of the podcast and would like to consider pledging your support, there will be a link in the episode description for you to check out the various tiers offered. Also, please be sure to check out our TeePublic store to buy some Force Ghost Conversations merchandise. And without further ado, it is time to gather around the campfire for some Force Ghost Conversations. Okay, everybody, welcome back to Force Ghost Conversations, and this is going to be a little bit of a sad episode, perhaps. I think it's okay to have a space to feel and to reflect and to remember. And of course, I think, as I've mentioned in the preamble for the show, this is going to be a little bit of a space and time to remember the late Carl Weathers, who did pass away at the time of this recording yesterday, which was such a big hit for me personally. To, you know, I felt that one because, I mean, the man was 76, but golly gee, he was just such a strong presence and physical force. And you know, you truly never know what's going on with somebody, perhaps. Seeing him interact with folks on Twitter over the last couple of weeks, especially with the NFL postseason going on and just talking about that. And just being a regular force in the conference or convention circuit, and doing meet and greets with fans, and just being really kind and humble about his work and experiences, and knowing how much he's touched people. So this is really the point of this week's episode. It's probably going to be a bit on the shorter side of things, because we will also be doing another release on this coming Wednesday, Wednesday, February 7th, or is that the, I think that's Wednesday coming up here. Whatever February 7th is, I'm pretty sure it is a Wednesday. It is a Wednesday. I'm confirming that. We will be releasing another episode, which will be finally our Bad Batch Season 3 trailer discussion. And we will cover the Cloud City gossip up to that point, just because I think this is very pertinent for this episode, just to keep it focused on that effort. But I know there's some Oscar nominations that I missed in last week's show, so forgive me for that one. But we will certainly discuss and cover all that great stuff that has happened over the last couple of weeks in the Star Wars and Lucasfilm galaxy on that episode this coming Wednesday then. But I just wanted to have, again, the space to just share rumblings and thoughts about the late, great Carl Weathers. I mean, just certainly an actor that has engulfed many different franchises within the various geekdom universes, if you will. I mean, I think I recall the first time I'd seen him in the Rocky franchise as the great Apollo Creed. And frankly, those movies don't go the way they do if it isn't for Apollo Creed, right? He is that kind of center figure. It first starts as a villain and then slowly becomes friend and compatriot to Rocky Balboa, the protagonist of that. But he's also the protagonist in his own right. I mean, he's the heavyweight champion of the world in the beginning. And it just certainly, I don't know exactly the finer details of what Carl Weathers brought to the role, but that I guess you could say flamboyancy, but just over the top nature of that character, right? Wearing some of those American flag outfits and being a showman. Those are things that I think carry on all the way through his performance in The Mandalorian, which I think a lot of our listeners here, if you're in the Star Wars universe, you know him in The Mandalorian as High Magistrate Greef Karga, right? Just starts as regular Greef Karga, and then Magistrate Greef Karga, and then High Magistrate Greef Karga. And what we could have seen perhaps in the Mandalorian movie or season 4 or this Grand Filoni movie that they're going to be doing in a couple of years. Would he become super mega high magistrate? Like, was he going to just keep adding more to his title as he became more of this governor ruler of Navarro and becoming this really just a great character arc, frankly, for the Mandalorian itself, where it's this guy that is setting out these bounties and kind of nefarious in ways. You know, you never know who to trust. And then he becomes, frankly, one of the most trusted guys in the Mandalorian universe for the Mandalorian, the main character, leading him to kind of settle roots on Navarro and say, this is your home. We welcome you. You are welcome here. This is a great place for everybody. And I'm going to help shepherd and steward that. I mean, it's really great. And I know Greef Karga is hopefully, I don't really know what they're going to do with the character at this point. I don't know if they're going to just kind of let, I mean, they could if they wanted to. I don't know what the story is going to hold in the future here, but if they want him just to remain as High Magistrate and just reference him here and there and never need to show the character again, I think that's fine too. He's perfectly okay with his character arc where he is and settled and on, you know, being the quote unquote mayor and High Magistrate of Navarro. I think that's totally great for that character's trajectory arc, going from again, a person dealing in the shadows with the bounty stuff, and then a public figure, a person that said, basically like Boba Fett, I'm tired of seeing ineptitude here, and that someone's got to do it, might as well be me. It's really great to see, and especially when he's dealing with like the pirates and stuff like that, and then the last season with Gorian Shard and all that, and you're like, how could you do this, Greef Karga? And the Mandalorian comes in to help, but like the two of them are really just strong, strong characters here. And of course, in the Rocky franchise, right, he loses the heavyweight title belt, or he ties with Rocky, wins technically, because once you have the title belt, you have to lose it. You can't just tie, and then it's all that, you know, the tie goes to the winner, basically, the guy with the belt. And then from there, you get Rocky II. We've been at another fantastic movie, the rematch, right? Because there's the questions to his legacy, right? Did he actually win and all that stuff? And they have to kind of settle that debate. And he actually loses in that fight. Rocky retains heavyweight. He becomes champion, right? And then Rocky III, he's no longer in that boxing ring anymore. And he starts to train Rocky, and you probably think of those fantastic running on the beach scenes in Los Angeles, where he trains Rocky how to beat Clubber Lang, and then they have that wonderful fight at the end that we never really know who wins, or at least at the time we didn't. I know in the Creed franchise, Rocky has kind of brought it up that I think he won. Apollo Creed beat him that third and final time in the ring. Finally, his last appearance, Rocky IV, he has that going out as a warrior. He wanted that final hurrah, that I'm an American first and foremost, and I'm going to try and take out Ivan Drago. And that gives also Rocky the inspiration to continue his fight against Drago and later in that film, which, again, Rocky IV is the pinnacle of Rocky films, if you ask me. So, and naturally, too, that character has spawned off into, in many ways, to the Creed franchise and that legacy of that, which Rocky has helped, Sylvester Stallone has helped to continue. And it was really tragic to see his response to hearing about the passing of Carl Weathers on his, he released a video on social media, and he's very complimentary to Carl, and he was hurt and devastated too. I think that's kind of a big shock to him to see a lot of the people that he worked with and collaborators on those different franchises is passing away. And it just goes to show that nothing is permanent and we leave an impact. And I think one of the biggest quotes of my lifetime is life is only as important as the impact it has on other lives, which comes from Jackie Robinson himself. And Carl Weathers certainly has made a force for himself in the various media that he has graced our presence with. So again, Rocky, Predator, another great one where he plays Dylan, right? I had a picture in my office for many years of the famous handshake between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Carl Weathers and that, where it's just like two brawly men just giving the biggest handshake of their lives, right? With both muscles out to the T. I mean, it's just pure awesome and epicness. And you just know, like, this is an explosion basically of these two big forces gathering. And it just, again, you needed that in order to showcase how powerful the Predator was and the journey that they were going on with that endeavor. I think personally, what I most know him for is his role in Happy Gilmore as Chubbs Peterson. As soon as I learned about his unfortunate passing last night, once I was done with my errands for the evening, I put on Happy Gilmore and enjoyed that and his you know, Chubbs also passes away in the movie, but he has that kind of warm passing for Happy to also be like, hey, it's okay, I'm here, I have my hand back, right, it's all good. Which I think is probably how he's probably hopefully looking down on all of us right now and just being like, hey, I'm here, it's all good, it's all okay, continue what you're doing, hope you enjoyed what I created, but hey, this is it. And of course he's wonderful cameos in Arrested Development, which you haven't seen that, go see that. His antics with Tobias Funke in the movie is just also, not the movie, but the TV series, is utterly hysterical. So I think that is definitely worth a viewing. But again, all of us here, the Mandalorian, Greef Karga, right? The guy that's giving out the bounty pucks for the Mandalorian, and it leads him on this journey, right? He's got a job that this Empire group is looking for. Very hush hush, no tracking system, right? Only one last known coordinate that leads him to find Grogu. Wonderful moments within that series, right? I think particularly I think of him in the Navarro Cantina sequence where he's like, all of them hate you, Mando, all of them, which is basically very much similar to how I would imagine Apollo Creed would interpret that sequence as well. So again, wonderful to have him in that role. And he brought a gravitas and maturity and veteran leadership to this production that I think certainly was there. I mean, when I first learned about the cast of The Mandalorian and Pedro Pascal, Gina Carano at the time was cast, the biggest name that stood out to me was Carl Weathers, right? Because this is a person that goes all the way back to those incredible action films of the 70s and 80s, right? This is a big time action movie star. And the fact that he's bringing that work and that knowledge and that experience into this series only makes it that much better, in my opinion. And he continued to just bring 110% of effort into the series and the show. I love that he directed a couple episodes too, especially that season 2, episode 4, I believe, where it's basically them finding out that there was an Empire base on Navarro, bringing in all these different action sequences that really felt like, again, like an 80s action movie brought into The Mandalorian. Great stunt sequences, action effort, all that is on display in that. And some of the big thing that I really want to take away here for how I think Greef Karga and Carl Weathers himself impacted myself, and I maybe wouldn't impose this on you all, is when he would talk about Star Wars and The Mandalorian, whether it be in the gallery series, the behind the scenes details of The Mandalorian, or whether it be him at Celebration and being interviewed by fans or on the live stage and talking about this show and why it was important to him and why he wanted to come on board, is that Carl Weathers never seemed to stop learning. This is a man that was so interested in the concepts of the hero's journey, Joseph Campbell, the things that inspired Lucas. This was a teaching studio in a way for Carl Weathers to learn about the stories of everything, the larger stories at play here, the mythology of Star Wars, and to have his role in that, but also to be a student of these grand stories at play, and then to later direct, to be a part of it, to help tell the stories in more ways than just acting. It just goes to show that as people, we should never stop the quest for learning. We should always be hungry for what's next. What else is out there? How can we improve ourselves, right? This is a man that was at the time in his early to mid 70s learning about these incredible mythological stories that have impacted all of us at this point, right? We're not having this podcast if they aren't so impactful. And then to help bring his own twist and spin to it. It just really goes to show that these are timeless tales. And again, we're all students of Star Wars. We're students of the Force. We're students of Lucas here. And it just goes, again, it proves the point that we can all be that whenever we want to be. So just wonderful. Again, we've been graced with Carl Weathers, Greef Karga in this show. I don't know what the future holds for the ever-changing universe that is surrounding The Mandalorian. I think decisions will be made at some point about whether a character is recast or all that stuff. That's not my place here. I'm just here to celebrate remember and reflect on the life and legacy of the great Carl Weathers, which I think seemed to be a family man who played football for the Raiders, I believe, lived a full adventurous life and has touched all of us in a variety of different ways throughout the various things that he's been involved in over the years, but also through his directing work and the filmography that he's been known for. And also, you know, being a prominent figure in the African American community also is not to be discredited at all. Like, this certainly as an actor who got leading roles and wasn't subjugated to stereotypical roles, in my opinion, had a great action and comedic chops too, right? To go against these greats like Schwarzenegger and Stallone, right? He had his own gravitas of comedy and humor that he infused into things, especially when you watch like a Happy Gilmore or The Mandalorian, even, right? Do the magic hand wave thingy to Grogu, right? That those stand out to me, and that's what I always think of when I think of Carl Weathers. So that's really all I had for this week's episode. What are your fondest memories of this character, the actor Carl Weathers himself, and the roles that he played throughout his career? Let's have a great discussion. Let's celebrate. Let's remember. And most importantly, he always used the hashtag #BPeace on Twitter. And I think that's something we can always learn and try to be better about in our lives, to be kind and peaceful and choose peace, right? Be peace, in my opinion, means to choose peace, right? You can choose to be choose war on the adverse of that, or you can choose to be an agitator or villainous in a way, or you can choose to choose the light side, choose good. These are the core theories and values of Star Wars in itself here. So just be peace, be good to one another, be kind to each other, reflect on that. And that's all I had for this week's episode. Again, we'll be back with a new episode on Wednesday this coming week, Wednesday, February 7th, in honor of Star Wars Podcasting Day. So be on the lookout for that. We'll be discussing the Bad Batch Season 3 trailer, which I've been very excited to get into. Here, we'll, of course, cover all the Cloud City gossip in that section as well. So be looking out for that in your podcast feeds in the coming weeks. If you want to continue the conversation with us, again, we can be found on Twitter, Instagram, Hive, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook. Just search Force Ghost Conversations and you'll find us in some capacity. And we'd love to chat with you about Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Willow, Lucasfilm, THX 1138, American Graffiti, you name it. Let's have a fun discussion about all that stuff. Before you know it, we'll be back into your podcast feeds very soon, folks. So may the Force be with you. Take care. We'll be right back.